Hey, it's Sarah, and I have some exciting news for you before we jump into the podcast this week. Starting this coming Monday, that's May 13th, I'm going to be running a 2-week pocket planner sprint inside of my course, Published with Purpose. This is where you learn how to create, format, and design a high-value, action-oriented journal or planner and sell it around the world on Amazon. We run a live round every single year in the fall, and then in the spring, I often run our pocket planner round. This is where you get templates to create an amazing pocket or journal planner of your choice in a 4x6-inch size, and you get templates and all of the swipe files that you need to create something incredible in a short amount of time. During this round, I'm doing something a little bit different, and I'm offering asynchronous support. So that means that you'll get one-on-one email support from me during the 2 weeks to ask questions about your design, your idea, marketing strategies, and so much more. I would love to support you inside of Publish with Purpose, and you can find full enrollment details over at publishaplanner.com/enroll. Just make sure that you check it out and join before doors close on Monday, May 13th. Hey, you're listening to episode 118 of the Mindful Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Steckler, and today we're going to be talking about this concept of rebuilding. Where do you go from here? What comes next? There's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world. A lot of us are coming out of quarantine for the first time. And regardless of where you are in your life or what you're like when you're listening to this, I think it's really important to take a minute to evaluate this concept of rebuilding, because more often than not, I think we always feel like we have to add more or we have to do more. And there's something really, really important. And I think a lot of people are like for the first time, you know, evaluating this too, especially with white privilege or anti-blackness or this stuff that's coming to people's minds that they didn't realize that was in their subconscious, they didn't realize was systemic, right? People are doing that work. And then they're also looking at, okay, like how do I incorporate anti-racism into my business and my work? And then also, how do I start looking at all of this stuff in terms of my whole life, right? There's a lot of internal reflection going on right now. And so the concept of rebuilding is something that I think really ties in nicely to kind of what comes next, because not only do we have to learn, but we also have to stop and listen and evaluate within our lives. And we also have a lot to unlearn. And I mean, I'm talking about racism and all that, but I'm also talking about all kinds of other things in our lives and in our businesses that we have to unlearn, our mindsets, all of that. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about that. Before I get going, I really, really want to point out this amazing resource that I listened to last week. It is from Rachel Rogers. If you go to hello7.co/townhall, she hosted an amazing town hall. I think Nathan Berry was on there from ConvertKit and some other people, and they had and not only an incredible conversation about racism and about all these things that we need to pay attention to, the town hall was about 2 hours long, but they also, the second half, they also went through this pledge that you can take as a business owner. And honestly, no matter what you do, if you work a 9-to-5, this is something that you need to go watch. So please go watch it. It was the most tangible and actionable thing that I've seen yet in terms of speaking directly to business owners. They give you clear action steps that you can take, what you need to consider to create a 2-to-5-year plan so that you're really making a difference in your business, and also things that you can just do immediately. And one of the things I found so powerful in it is that it doesn't have to be complicated. I think a lot of people are overcomplicating things right now. So that is just a great place to start. So I really wanted to push out that resource to people because it has been so impactful and helpful. It'll make you think about a lot. You can listen to it while you're on a walk. I was cleaning and then I had to totally stop and take a bunch of notes. So please go check that out. But today on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking specifically about what it means to rebuild. And I'm going to be touching on a brain dump that I did that talks about what I'm doing to do a kind of personal rebuild in my life and also what I'm doing for my business rebuild. So let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome to the Mindful Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Steckler, and this is the place to be to live a more mindful and productive life. If you're ready to turn daily chaos into calm and start your days with intention, then get ready to join me as we dive deep into mindful living and personal productivity. It's time to connect with your true self so you can live the life you want to live And it all starts now. So it's really interesting as a business owner, there's so many different ways to teach. There's so many different ways to share information. And I noticed with myself, like I really love teaching people. I love sharing information, but I often do it in this very like left-brained way where I'm like, here's the outcomes. Here's what we're going to explore. And a lot of these podcast episodes are like that too. And today I want to challenge myself to just share what I'm doing. So there's no outline or structure to this podcast. I literally just have my brain dump book open with the page where I'm talking about the rebuild process that I'm going to be doing. And I'm just going to walk you through what I wrote down here because I think there's something really powerful about just sharing what you're doing. And I love watching like planner videos and walkthrough videos on YouTube for that very reason. So essentially that's what we're going to be doing today. If you want to see a full picture of this page, I'll have it in the show notes over at mindfulproductivityblog.com. Just look up episode 118 and I'll also link to it on my Instagram page so you can take a look at it if you want to map it out for yourself or do something similar. So what I use to map this out is I have the Daily Productivity and Brain Dump book, which is a journal planner that I created. And in here, there are templates for brain dumps. And every single day, basically it's 90 days worth, you have one page that is a brain dump template page. And then you have a daily productivity page. And the daily productivity page basically has two main focus like projects that you're going to be working on. And then underneath there, it has like, what are the five subsets of those? And there's places to track your Pomodoros for each one of those. There's a notes and focus section, additional tasks, and then like an as the day unfolds section that helps you see like what you're doing throughout your day. So I use this planner almost every day. I'd say on average, it's probably every other day. But I mean, I'm in here almost every day. Sometimes I've done multiple brain dumps. They help me so much. And if you're new to the podcast or you're new to the idea of mindful productivity, that is definitely where I would tell you to start, is to either go buy the Daily Productivity and Brain Dump book or the Mindful Productivity Planner. Those are going to give you some of the systems and frameworks that I use within my personal and business life to stay organized, to stay intentional, and to the best of my ability, right, avoid burnout. So please take a look at those. I get emails and comments from you guys all the time that have bought the Brain Dump book that it's like so incredibly helpful. And really just releasing your mental plaque every day like that, so to speak, is so, so helpful. It's just, it's a huge stress relief. It's going to give you so much more mental energy. So in my page here, I was really thinking, you know, especially after last week, and if you haven't listened to last week's episode on Black Lives Matter, on the anti-racism work that we all need to do, then please go take a listen to that. Or please, even better, please go start doing the work yourself. Go read the books. Go read Me and My White Supremacy. Go read White Fragility, right? There's so many of them. Go to antiracismforbeginners.org. Go to all those places and go listen to the Black voices that are speaking out about all of this. After last week, the past couple weeks, I've really been taking time to think about like what comes next. And immediately I really wanted to start doing a lot more. I wanted to go from zero, where I've kind of found myself in this quarantine phase where I really just lost all of my stamina and momentum. I wanted to go from zero and I wanted to go into like, I'm just going to turn into this like amazing version of myself, right? And what I found is that the stamina is just not there. And I talked about this on my Instagram stories the other day, is that I personally can't go as fast as I want to right now. Things are just happening at a slower pace because I'm exhausted. I'm mentally drained. I think the weight of quarantine and all that's going on just now has really started to hit me, almost like an aftershock. And so I think a lot of, you know, going through the pandemic and everything involved in that. And I mean, I had the privilege of being home, right? I'm not a first line responder or anything like that. So I had the privilege of being home and staying safe and doing that. But as we all know, there's still stress involved with just like mentally wrapping your mind around all of that. So anyway, point is, without going into that, we all know how we all feel about that. No, Sarah, really tell me. Anyway, I really wanted to think about what comes next? How do I rebuild? And I like the idea of rebuilding because It's like instead of going back to like the beginning of quarantine or to your like endless to-do list and going back and being like, well, I have to do all of these things first before I can take action next. It's almost like just kind of giving yourself permission to have a clean slate and be like, well, what do I want to do now? Like the world is forever changed. The world is a different place. So there is, we're building what a new quote unquote normal looks like. It's not business as usual. It's not, you can't just go out anymore. You have to take things into consideration, you know? Things are different. And there's grief within that. There's mourning. There's like different kinds of mental energy we're all struggling with. And so when I'm thinking of a business rebuild, I'm like, okay, what does that involve? So let's go through two of these sections. And I'm going to start with my personal rebuild. And these are just some of the things that I thought of. I want to dive even deeper into this. But maybe these are things that can be helpful for you too. So under personal rebuild, and I really liked the idea of even just thinking of like what this would look like. If you've ever played The Sims, like the SimCity stuff, or even just The Sims in general, like, you know, you're building houses, you're building cities, or even if you've played Minecraft or even Animal Crossing. I've been playing Animal Crossing so much lately. I literally spent 3 hours yesterday building roads in my little island, and it was the most therapeutic thing. But it was like I was physically building stuff in a game. And so I'm actually thinking of like, okay, if my life was, let's just go with this, because everyone loves Animal Crossing right now. If your life was an island, and all of a sudden you realized, this is a horrible analogy, but we'll just go with it. Like there was a hurricane or there was an event and your island was now bare and like there was really nothing there. What would you build first? How would you rebuild? How would you set yourself up for sustainable living? What are the kinds of seeds that you would plant so that you could sustainably grow things? And, you know, how would you collect rainwater? How would you do these things? So moving forward with a personal rebuild, I actually like to think of it kind of like a little ecosystem. Like, okay, let's say like maybe my personal rebuild is like the park next to my house. Like what would I build there, right? So here's some of the things. So one thing I wrote down was that I want to revisit and revamp my routines. I really haven't had a routine the past couple of weeks, to be honest. I've been sleeping so much or not at all, so exhausted. I feel like a 14-year-old sleeping in till noon some days, just really trying to catch up on how exhausted I really am. So really coming up and being like, okay, if I'm in this new place, because we all are, what do I need to do to like revisit and regrow or restart or revamp my routines? What are the things that I need to do every morning? And bring it back to basics. If you guys go, and I have a page open here while I'm recording. If you guys go to mindfulproductivityblog.com, I have a free resource for you guys. If you actually go to courses up in the top menu, and then you go to self-care reboot, this is a free course I have that basically helps you do just that. So it helps you map out. In fact, let me just read here. Thank you, past self, for creating this so I can just read this. So in this little mini course, we talk about like the subtle mindset shifts that you need to embody to make change happen. We map out what feels good and not so good in your day so that you can shift it. And then we basically create a mini action plan. So like you can really get clear on like what are the top three things you need to do in the morning and the evening to feel your best. And it's so simple. And people that go through this tell me like, holy crap, like this is so simple. In fact, this guy named Jared that went through the class, he actually said, just did the self-care reboot class. It's so helpful. It's helping me simplify something I thought was such a big thing to conquer. So that's one resource I would start with, is the self-care reboot, if you're needing to revamp your routines. And I'm actually going to print those out and do that this week as well, because even just reevaluating like, okay, what are the things I need to do in the morning? I know a lot of you are also starting back up in jobs or going back out in the world, right? You're dropping your kids off places possibly. I don't know. I don't know what's open where. But I know that where I am in the world, things are slowly opening back up. So things are happening. And that's an adjustment. So it's a great place to start with just rebuilding there. Now, if you're ready for like the bigger next step, in that, then you can jump into, and if you join the self-care reboot, you will be invited into the self-care action plan, okay? And this is, it's a step-by-step planning system, and it helps you, like, organize your self-care goals and stay consistent with making time for yourself. But if you, like, really want something that's going to help you, like, tangibly map all those things out, then this is that next step for you. And in there, there's, like, we do mindset lessons. There's something called level zero, where basically it's, like, when you're feeling completely, defeated or deflated, or, like, you don't know where to start, then there's a worksheet and a process that helps you from there. And that's actually something that I did when I was in a really deep depression in my life, was I mapped out this process for myself. And so that's integrated into this course. We also talk about mini rituals. So how do you, like, incorporate, right? If you're rebuilding, how do you incorporate weekly, monthly, and quarterly rituals into your self-growth and self-care practice so that you're not, it's not just about, you know, the daily things, like that's part of it, but also, like, what do you need to be doing every week to check in? What about every month or every quarter? And these are things that you can use in your personal life. You can also revisit them for your business, but this course specifically is helping you with your personal stuff. And I think it's interesting too, because I actually will avoid the personal self-care. It's easier to avoid that because it's not business related, or I'm like, oh, there's not going to be like a monetary outcome, right? But it's so important. It's like the most important thing that you can do for yourself. Anyway, you guys can check out this if you're interested in it. There's all these empowerment shift statements that help you take, like, reframe your mindset. Like, if you're having self-doubt, like, here's how you can actually reframe them. There's a self-care assessment. We also talk about scientifically backed exercises that you can use to calm your mind and handle overwhelm. So this is really where, like, a lot of the mindfulness stuff comes in. I know I talk a lot about productivity, but this course really has a lot of the mindfulness techniques that you need. And we also go through my self-care, what I call the self-care waffle cone framework. So this helps you establish and build the three phases of your self-care goal plan, and then map out those 8 pillars of your self-care. And I give you stuff too. I give you like 40 specific daily actions that you can choose from. There's also a printable task bank and PDF. There's the 30-day self-care action planner calendars that you can print out. And this really helps you tangibly do the stuff that you need to do. So if you're struggling with what that looks like or what comes next, and you want someone to kind of do some of the left brain thinking for you in terms of how to organize it and structure it, then this course would be a great place to start. So another thing that I'm doing within my personal rebuild is I'm outlining, and I haven't even started this yet, but I thought I'd share this. And like, maybe there's some kind of like challenge we can do online together, or a hashtag, I don't know yet. But I really want to outline my 30s glow up. So I have a lot of stuff I want to work on. I have, you know, these ideas of how I want to be a better person, how I want to expand my mindset, how I want to better my body and increase my strength and my mental well-being. And so that's just a line item I have on here, is outline my 30s glow up. And whatever age you are, maybe it's time for yours, right? And maybe that looks a certain way. And it definitely doesn't have to be, you know, mainly physical or whatever. I think you see that kind of stuff on TikTok or whatever, but it can be so many different components. Another thing I'm doing is, so I recently moved in the beginning of all this, like it was like mid-March around St. Patrick's Day that I moved into our new apartment. And I'm still waiting for my husband to come back and join me from overseas. That's a whole thing that we're waiting on right now, ever so patiently. But I'm working on what my household flow needs to look like now. We've got a much bigger space. If you guys have been following me for a while, then you know for a while I lived in a smaller, like, one-room mini micro studio for a year, and that was a lot of fun. But we finally moved into this bigger place, so there's a lot more space. And thank goodness Bella, my dog, and Dublin, our cat, they have way more room now. But the cleaning that's involved, and also just kind of how I move throughout the place, I'm still kind of like trying to figure that out. So I'm working on a household flow and maintenance plan. Another thing I'm doing is creating scheduled time for mindfulness and reflection and anti-racism work. So like, what does that personally look like to you, right? You know, even, and here's one thing that I'll say about that I think we all need the reminder is, with any of this stuff, it doesn't need to happen overnight, right? We need to like keep talking about it. So if you're reading one chapter a week or even, you know, a chapter a month, and then you're having discussions around it with people, and you're doing, you know, journaling around it, and you're continuing the dialogue, continuing, right? All of that, then that's great. Find sustainable ways to keep doing it. So I'm scheduling time in for myself, what that looks like, where I'm doing the reflection work. Me and my best friend, actually, she shared a Facebook Live with me the other day of a town hall that was in our local community where people were talking about anti-racism and stuff like that. And we both watched it, and then we had a whole Voxer conversation about it. And it was really, really helpful, not only to see like what people were sharing in that public town hall, but then to get her, you know, feedback on stuff. And then we were both challenging each other, like, you know, we have some older family members, and it's like, how do you navigate that, right? Like, and here's what, you know, she was like, here's what I've been talking to him about my dad with that, but I notice he's still not open to this, or like, here's how I'm challenging him. So again, just creating some of that is really, really helpful. I'm also working on a no phone plan, and I don't mean like no phone whatsoever, but time is elusive to me, you guys, but it was a couple weeks ago. I spent the whole Sunday just sitting out on my patio. We have this amazing covered patio now, and we bought this really cool table that goes out there, and you can sit outside when it's raining, and the balcony goes like 6 feet out, like it's covered, so it can be pouring down rain, and I can still sit out there. So I spent most of the day out there with a paint by numbers and like a beer, and I just painted the whole day, and it was so great, and I wasn't on my phone at all, and I really realized I need to be on my phone less. So that is a plan that I'm working on, and I have this little question here. It says, what do you want more of? Because every time you're on your phone, you're basically taking time away from yourself, and time is the most valuable thing that we have. So what does that look like? How am I not using my phone? How am I unlearning that, right? It's such a habit to pick it up all the time. So those are some of my personal rebuild things. There's also some other like random additional tasks down here. I'll let you guys look at that if you want to, but it's not necessarily related to that directly. So my business rebuild, what is that going to look like? Well, I need to create more focus. I've realized that if I really want to scale my business, then I really want to focus on my core and signature program, Publish with Purpose. So I really want to get more students into this program that helps people create, format, and launch their journal or planner on Amazon in 60 days or less. Students are amazing in there. They're getting so much results. We're currently in, I think this is round 3 that I've done it live. And I'm really realizing that that's where I want to focus a lot of my energy. So that means that part of my business rebuild is structuring my website, really taking a look at my freebies. I think there's a lot of stuff over the years that I've had on this podcast that are valuable, but I don't know how helpful they are when there's so much of it. So I can't promise that everything that's up on my website now is still going to be available moving forward. I am taking a look at what's the most actionable thing that I can provide for, you know, new readers and new subscribers so that they can get the most out of what mindful productivity is. And so I can also lead more people into the course that is really driving my business right now. Another thing I'm doing in my business rebuild is taking a look at my values again, my values page, updating my mission and action plan within that. I have been in a mastermind with 2 amazing other women for, I don't even know how long now, years and years. I mean, we all kind of started our businesses at the same time, and we found each other through a Facebook group, and we've just kind of continued this mastermind together. And so we're actually meeting up this week, and we're going to be revisiting our values and our mission statements and what that really looks like and how we're incorporating a lot of anti-racism work into our businesses. And a lot of that, again, is based off of that town hall by Rachel Rogers. So go watch that. Another thing I'm doing for business rebuild is really looking at how I can systematize a lot more of my work in my business. So much of my stuff is completely, I look at like my team, and my team is a lot of software that I use that helps me do that. But I'm looking at other ways to systemize my business and create even deeper and more detailed workflows within that, and kind of standard operating procedures. I'm revamping how I'm going to be launching Publish with Purpose moving forward, how I'm going to be doing more workshops and webinars. I want to do a new masterclass on podcasting so that more people can hear about my newest course, Pretty Simple Podcast. That is where I show you how to publish your podcast and create really binge-worthy content so that you can turn your listeners into buyers. And we have, I think, about a little over 20 students in there that have joined when I was doing the pre-sale. And that whole course is really cool because it's completely, there's the whole course component where there's like video tutorials that shows you the tech side of things. But then in terms of like the content and coming up with your idea and the mindset you need to like speak to your audience and, you know, do sales and all that kind of stuff, that whole piece of the podcast is actually its own, or I'm sorry, the course is actually its own private podcast that students get to listen to. So that's been really fun to hear kind of how they like binging through that. And then that's all I have. I also have on here on the page, I wrote schedule our mastermind calls. But for my business rebuild, it's really realizing that there's a lot of ideas that I've had in my business over the past year that either just I don't have the energy for, I'm not interested in any anymore. You know, I had some different ideas for different programs I was going to run. And also, do you guys, like, hard truth, there are a lot of times when I'll have an idea and I get a handful of people that are super excited about it, and I'm excited about it, and then I put it out to the masses, and, you know, you have to make hard business decisions sometimes, and sometimes things just, like, are sink or swim. Sometimes I'll have an idea, and I'll have, like, two people that are like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing, and then I don't get any other signups for a waitlist, and I have to make decisions based on, like, what's really going to be able to drive the needle, because if you run a business, you also have to make the decisions of, like, what actually is going to keep your business afloat, right? Like, there has to be income. You have to sustain yourself. You have to be able to pay your bills. So it's also taking a look at some of the ideas I've had and letting them go and realizing that maybe it's either a timing thing or a repositioning thing or a rebranding thing for some of those things, or maybe some of them just don't happen. And that's part of running a business, is not all of your creative ideas are going to be things that you're always excited about, and they're not always going to be things that enough people are willing to invest in. So that those are just a couple of the things, but essentially too, and I want to make a longer list. Essentially, when you think about rebuilding, it's what are the tiny seeds that you can start planting now? What are the slow things that you can start doing that essentially will build momentum, right? It's like when you're a kid, if you go to the beach and or why am I thinking of a beach when I'm thinking of a snowman? It's like if you're rolling a snowball in the snow, it's going to take a while, right? And then all of a sudden, all that snow starts compacting on top of each other. And before you know it, you have this giant snowball for the base of your snowman. I don't know why I was thinking of the sand with that. But anyway, maybe it works with the sand same way. I don't know. Point is, you have to start your momentum slowly. And sometimes it'll feel slow, but it will build on itself. I would love to hear what some of your things could be for your own rebuild within your life and your business. Tag me on Instagram. I'm at Mindful Productivity Blog. Come, you know, send me a DM. I love having conversations with you guys, but let me know, like, what are you going to be doing to rebuild? What does that look like for you? And maybe some of these things don't apply to you. Maybe it's going to be completely different, but, maybe some of this means, like, totally restarting too. Use whatever word really resonates the most with you. But I just wanted to share some of this stuff because it's honestly what I've been working on right now. Nothing's perfect. Things are messy. I think it's important for people to understand that no matter who you listen to, things are not always clear as day, right? There's a lot of people that run podcasts or YouTube channels, and, you know, this audience is growing. And I always just want to remind you guys that I am a human being. So please, you know, take what makes sense to you, use it in your life and your business, but understand that I am flawed too. So please don't look to me as some, you know, shining star example that never makes mistakes, because I absolutely do. And I don't always know the answer, but what keeps me going and what keeps my success going is that I still stay curious and I never stop, right? I may slow down, I take breaks, but I always keep going. And that's essentially what a rebuild can do for you and your business. All right, you guys, that is today's episode. If you like the podcast, please leave a written review on iTunes so other people can find it. And go check out the Mindful Productivity Planner and the Daily Productivity and Brain Dump book. If you're interested in getting started with those, you can always find all resources by going to mindfulproductivityblog.com. All right, guys, I'll see you back here next Monday. Have a fantastic week. We've got this one day at a time.